At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
9FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Problems on Metro again this morning that may affect your ride into work. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Where is the trouble, Jamie?
The trouble is right outside a stadium armory, and this began before the rush hour even started. They're doing an inspection to the track. They have a disabled train, and they are single tracking. So we have delays on several lines. I'll have more coming up in traffic.
Well, now that WMATA is out with the year-long rehabilitation plan, it's time to start figuring out how you're going to get to work on a daily basis if you can't take Metro.
We all certainly need to plan ahead.
The top piece of advice from Stuart Schwartz with the Coalition for Smarter Growth: make some friends. Carpools are going to be big.
For the longer distance commuters, I think carpooling, telecommuting, and much better express bus service will be very helpful.
If you're a bit closer in, walking and bike share some of your options. He says we all may be getting a bit healthier thanks to Metro, but whatever your new route is,
it'll probably be best to test them out before the shutdowns begin.
In the end, he says it's incumbent upon employers to get in touch with places like Commuter Connections to start figuring out alternatives. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The man accused of shooting several people at two shopping centers in Montgomery County on Friday is due in court today.
He will be arraigned in open court. Will be Monday at 1 o'clock in the afternoon in the Rockville District Court.
62-year-old Eulalio Tordil faces a host of charges stemming from the fatal shooting of his estranged wife and a Good Samaritan who was wounded, as well as the shooting of three people outside Montgomery Mall and the fatal shooting of a woman outside the Giant in Aspen Hill, says Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy.
He will not be released from custody. He will be held in custody.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.
Donald Trump may be done talking about unifying the Republican Party.
I'm going to do what I have to do. I have millions of people that voted for me.
Donald Trump upping the ante in his battle with the GOP, escalating tensions with House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I will give you a very solid answer if that happens about okay. 1 minute after that happens, okay?
Trump suggesting that if the nation's highest ranking Republican doesn't endorse him, the presumptive nominee may try to remove Ryan as chairman of the Republican National Convention. Former vice presidential nominee and top Trump supporter Sarah Palin going further, pledging to help defeat Ryan in the race for his Wisconsin seat.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly reporting. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders used a campaign stop in New Jersey yesterday to rally his supporters not to give up, even if Hillary Clinton considers herself the party's presumptive nominee.
We have still won, as of today, over 45% of the pledge delegates. But as all of you who are good in arithmetic know, 45% is not good enough. We got to make it 50%.
Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, comes to Northern Virginia this afternoon. She'll discuss work-family balance with women and families in Loudoun County. Firefighters in the Canadian province of Alberta are cautiously optimistic that the weather will help them this week.
Canadian officials plan to visit Fort McMurray Monday after it was largely destroyed by fire last week. But Alberta's premier warned the public against trying to return now.
It is still unsafe for anyone who is not a first responder to be inside the barricades.
Meanwhile, Canadians are filling warehouses with donations for evacuees.
You come with a small bag of clothes, it really just makes things so much easier while you're trying to sort everything out.
For now, residents wait and hope the elements continue to assist the fight against the flames. I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,741, the Nasdaq at 4736. Sports, the Nats fall again to the red-hot Cubs. The O's crush the A's. DC United loses. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Finger to the pulse.
Ear to the ground. Nose to the grindstone.
Rush. Weekdays at noon.
Let's put this in perspective. If you want the straight scoop, here you go and listen up.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
1-877. for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Hurry into Dunkin' Donuts from 2 to 6 p.m. and get any medium hot or iced coffee for 99 cents. Dunkin' Coffee's always freshly brewed and always delicious. Grab one today. America runs on Dunkin'. Plus applicable tax, participation may vary, limited time offer.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Plan for extra time this morning on Metro Rail. The problems continue. They inspect the track and the disabled train right outside of Stadium Armory. They're single tracking because of this on the orange and blue line trains. Thus the delays. They're saying at least 25-minute delays already. Silver line trains also affected. They're only operating between Wheelie Rest and East and Eastern Market. Unrelated on the red line, Friendship Heights dealing with a switch problem. And I know you don't want to hear one more, but we do. We have another problem on the Vienna-bound orange line train. They're offloading because of a medical emergency. Oh, my goodness. Now on 66, let's go eastbound. Out of Gainesville up through to Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks to the incident at 123. They're still trying to get that back to a green arrow lane. They have it a red X. Beltway tied up as you head through Tyson's toward the American Legion Bridge. We had two separate accidents along the way. On the Maryland Beltway, they say all lanes have been reopened from that left side now. On the inner loop between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue, watch for delays coming up from Old Georgetown Road and off of 270. Traffic update is brought to you by Here Maps. Now, wherever the open road takes you, find your way with Here Maps. The free app that has maps for the entire world. Offline turn-by-turn navigation means you don't need to use your data plan. Get it now at here.com/maps. And now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances going up as we continue to head through this morning. Clouds will lower and thicken, and we'll get into the afternoon. Stay cool once again in the mid-60s with some showers around, maybe a period or two of steadier rainfall. Slight chance of a shower tonight, 55. Cloudy, scattered showers tomorrow with a high of only 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 53 in Stafford, 46 in Bowie, 55 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Joining us here on the line this morning, Brian and Larry in the saddle, by the way. Joining us now, Tucker Carlson, editor of the Daily Caller, co-host of Fox and Friends Weekend. We got stuff to talk about in this 2016 race. Tucker, how are you?
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right, so let me start out. There has been a suggestion by some that what might be needed is a third-party candidacy. Bill Kristol is said to be, you know, looking around to find somebody to run as a third-party candidate in this particular race. And then apparently there was a meeting, one hears, between Bill Kristol and one Mitt Romney. Do you think that a third-party candidacy is likely to arise given this environment right now?
I think there's a lot of discontent, obviously, in Washington with Trump, a lot of horror, and a lot of legitimate disagreement. But what would a third-party Republican candidate run on against Trump? Open borders, more globalization, more pointless foreign wars, keeping carried interest in the tax code. I mean, what's the platform?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, presumably the idea is to get a more reasonable candidate with greater self-control, and that's, you know, that's fine. But ideologically, it's hard to know what they would run on, since Trump actually does represent, in his nationalism, a lot of Republican voters, probably the majority of Republican voters.
But doesn't that assume that people vote based on issues, and when a lot of people vote on likability?
I think actually in Trump, they're not voting on likability there, and they're not voting strictly speaking on issues. I don't think anyone knows or cares what his view of the law of the sea treaty is, but they're voting on the perception that you know, first of all, he kind of cares about the middle class, and that's something you can't say about the Republican Party in Washington. They really don't care. And that he is unapologetically on the side of America and on their side. So, you know, those are issues, but they're really broad themes. Look, Trump wouldn't exist and shouldn't exist in a normal world if the Republicans in Washington had been doing their job. For 40 years, they've taken billions in dollars of contributions the nonprofit sector has on the promise they're going to make America more conservative, more market-oriented, freer, and none of that has happened. They've failed. So, I mean, this is not an endorsement of Trump.
Right.
A crude solution to a real problem, however. And I'm just struck by the fact that nobody in D.C. has spent 10 seconds thinking about how this happened and how maybe they should change their views or moderate their views or at least present their views differently in order to appeal to the voters who support Trump, which, again, is probably the majority of the party.
And Tucker, what strikes me is there's this level of hubris that you know, Trump and the people, who, even more importantly, the millions of people who have voted for Trump in this primary process, need to some way apologize for who they are and what they believe and genuflect to Republicans who know better than them, given the fact that since 1988, only one president has won the popular vote with a Republican name, or with an R after his name, and that was George W. Bush in 2004. It's not like the smart guys in this town have such a great track record of winning elections.
No, that is absolutely 100% right. And, I mean, this is the problem with framing a political contest as a moral referendum, and that's exactly what Republicans and Democrats have done about Trump. So supporting Trump is not just an expression that you disagree with me. It's an expression of your commitment to, like, the Nazi Party.
Right.
You're a collaborator with fascism. You're a Vichy Republican. They're saying this out loud.
Oh, yes.
Once you say that out loud, it becomes impossible to make any accommodation with people you disagree with, because it's not, you know what I mean? You're not just changing your views. You're admitting that you're a bad person. And that's why Paul Ryan, rather than calling Trump and saying, look, you know, you've got to tone it down or stop tweeting or you've got to change on Twitter, you know, real issues, I think. He instead books an interview with Jake Tapper to basically tell the world, I'm a better person than Donald Trump. God favors me over Donald Trump. He's immoral. I'm moral. It really was about his personal moral vanity. And that just doesn't get you very far in politics, in addition to being pretty grating, pretty annoying.
Well, how do you think that's going to be resolved? I mean, they're supposed to meet on Thursday. The Donald is going into that meeting saying, if I get unity, that's great. If I don't get unity, it's fine, too.
Well, Trump is saying that because he has to. He has no choice. I mean, he's not in control. I mean, I think there are definitely things Trump could do to win over more Republicans. You know, stop with these ludicrous tweets. Stop rising to every bait. Stop picking fights or joining in fights that are beneath you. Stop punching down. Stop engaging with, you know, Lindsey Graham. Who cares what Lindsey Graham thinks? Nobody does. You know, there are things he could do for sure. But in the end, it's the responsibility of the people who lead the party to look at the voters and say, are we representing you with any degree of accuracy? Are we speaking for you? Or aren't we? And they're not. And again, there's been no reflection. The one thing about Washington I've learned in 30 years here is no learning is allowed. You can make a mistake, but you're definitely not allowed to draw conclusions from that mistake.
That said, though, I mean, Tucker, you have the opportunity on Fox News weekends to be able to, you've interviewed Donald Trump, usually those telephone interviews.
Many,
right?
Many times.
Yeah, and it is interesting to me, though, and again, I'm trying to stay as objective as possible and sort of criticize when it deserves criticism and praise when it deserves praise. For Donald Trump to spend the last several days after locking up the nomination sort of courting Bernie Sanders type voters, you know, over his trade policies, over minimum wage, over taxation of the wealthy, rather than, you know, at least throwing a bone to Republicans who may not have voted for him. That's a little troubling, too. Doesn't he need to meet a little halfway here?
Well, it's a little stupid, because in the end, Republicans are probably more flexible than Democrats are. Democrats tend to be pretty partisan, because the point of the Democratic Party is to acquire and wield power. It's not an ideological party. It's a practical party that wants to have as much control as possible. And so in the end, all Bernie Sanders voters, most of them anyway, are going to vote for Hillary just because, you know, she's a Democrat.
That's their best shot at power, yeah.
The way they think. I think Trump should make a clearly articulated case for why his ideas represent the majority of Republicans. This nationalism, America first. And don't be ashamed of that. Most people aren't. There's nothing wrong with saying all of our decisions as a government ought to be filtered through a single question. Is it good for us? People support that. So the more Trump says that, I think, the more his support grows. Again, fighting with Lindsey Graham. It's like insane. Why would you do that? Not one person cares. If there's ever been a member of the Senate who's been thoroughly discredited on the issues, it's Lindsey Graham. Like, why fight with him? Who cares?
Very quickly, Trump's been going after Bill Clinton and his past affairs and saying that Hillary was an enabler. Is this a winning strategy for him?
You can argue about whether he's saying this too soon. You can't argue about whether it's true. I don't want to judge Hillary Clinton's marriage. I try not to judge marriages. They're complicated. But if you're married to Bill Clinton, the one thing you can't do is play the woman card with me. You can't pose as a feminist or a defender of women if you're married to a guy who was a serial abuser of them. And if you were complicit in that abuse, if you attacked the women who accused him of abusing them, you can't be the arch feminist at that point. And so it's a totally fair line of attack. And by the way, why aren't all Republicans saying that? Because they're cowards. That's why.
Well said, Tucker Carlson. On point today on Mornings on the Mall. Always good to have you, Tucker.
Tucker, thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Okay. Wait, considering his schedule there, having to go up to New York and doing the early morning weekends.
He's a busy man. He's got the Fox and Friends.
Cracking the whip at Daily Caller.
The Daily Caller and taking time out of that busy schedule to be with you and I.
Well, that I can understand because, you know, this is where
Washington comes to talk.
But to be so sharp and on point, he is a phenomenal human being.
And a snappy dresser.
He is, yes.
All right, 8:15. I don't know what the purpose of that was. We're all sucking up to Tucker this morning. It's 8:15 now on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right. Well, it sounds good. Let's get around the Beltway through Bethesda. Jammed this morning. Interloop coming off of 270 and around from Old Georgetown Road because of the earlier crash. After University Boulevard before New Hampshire Avenue. Still some remnants of that on the shoulder. Outer loop slowing through Georgia Avenue. 270 has been uneventful this morning. Still have the volume, however. Through Laurel, heavy is the Baltimore-Washington Parkway each direction. George Washington Parkway without any incidents reported, but the long haul south of the overlooks down toward the bridges. Now, for 66 eastbound, looks like we have that right lane reopened now, eastbound near 123, but the delay is almost back out of Gainesville. So long haul, 395 past Shirlington, 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Much better as the Beltway and Largo from the earlier morning crash gone. Those delays just about eased. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here's the forecast. It's going to be rainy most of the week except for Wednesday. That's the way it looks right now. Rainy today, they say. 70% chance of rain, 66. A slight chance of rain tonight, 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with showers, 63. Rain tomorrow night. Wednesday, we see a break in it for a little bit. Low 70s, cloudy skies. Thursday and Friday, rain and showers and thunderstorms. Possible temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees. It is now 8:17 on WMA.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Remember, June 17th of last year was that horrible evening where 9 African Americans were shot in a racially motivated murders at the church in Charleston, South Carolina. It was a horrible day that, honestly, all Americans were disgusted by. And the American people are great, great people. And the American people did what they often do in situations like this. They reached into their pocket and they wanted to help those families and help those people.
That's one of the great things about Americans. They will always rally in times like that.
And within a week or so, they raised $3.4 million in donations for the families of those 9 murder victims that night in Charleston, South Carolina. And that's a wonderful thing. And we saw Al Sharpton go down there, and we saw Jesse Jackson go down there, and we saw Barack Obama go down. Barack Obama sang Amazing Grace at the funeral. Remember that? All sort of built this moment where all Americans could link hands, regardless of race, regardless of ideology or religion, for that matter, because I think this was also a target against Christianity, since they picked a church. There were plenty of other African-American groups and organizations that he could have gone after, but he went after a black church, a Christian church, and we all said, no, we are stronger than this, we are better than this, and we wanted to raise money, and we did. Well, I tell you all of that to now, unfortunately, lay out some information that might bother you a bit about what this church has done with that money. Again, $3.4 million in donations to the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church, the site of that murder. And people, when they donated, of course, thought they were giving
to the families.
To the families and the victims involved.
Right.
Not so much. Of the $3.4 million that came in, about $1.5 has been distributed to the families of the murder.
A little less than half.
A little bit less than half. The rest of the money, $1.8 million of the money that the American people gave through the generosity of their hearts will be kept by the church for building maintenance, for an endowment, and for a scholarship fund. This is according to the Post and Courier of Charleston.
Why would they do that?
Because they said, well, these donations that came in, you know, only $280,000 of the $3.4 million that came in specified that the money was supposed to go to the victims' families.
Oh, are you kidding me?
All the other money we received, they didn't say what we had to do with it. So we're being generous by giving this over $1 million to the families when we weren't even told to do that. That's out of the generosity of our heart because all the money that came in came directly to the church so we can do with it whatever
as we please. Well, that's,
we want.
That's really wrong.
It is
on many different levels. That's wrong. And you know, there should be an investigation of this.
Well,
and they ought to be ashamed into doing something different.
I don't know what there is to investigate. There's nothing illegal about it. I don't know if we need to waste prosecutors' time looking at it. They are who they are, and they're doing what they are doing. I think the only thing that can be done is, well, what we're doing right now, which is publicly shaming this church. I mean, listen, ultimately, you're right. You got the money. You can do with it whatever you want. You can build a playground. You can do building maintenance. Heck, you can give the preacher $1 million bonus this year because he brought so much attention there to your church and he did such a fine job and he probably could use a raise.
But
that's not why people gave you money. And you know that's why people gave you money.
And here's the thing. I mean, the American people are amazingly generous. But when this starts to get out and people start to hear about this, do you think they're going to give next time?
Right.
You know, that's the downside to this. Because they have acted, irresponsible in this matter. Then other people, when it comes time for them to give, the next time there's a tragedy that requires the American people show their generosity, they're not going to be as generous. And they're going to be completely responsible for that.
Arthur Hurd's wife, Cynthia, died in the shootings. He has sued the church now, saying it was being too secretive about the donations. The lawsuit was dropped after the church turned over documents to his lawyer. However, he received $50,000, which was less than he expected, and the letter gave no details on how the money was divided. Basically said, here's your $50,000, now just, you know, as he put it, I feel like it says, take this and shut up. It's just how the church continues to disrespect families, said the Reverend Sharon Risher, whose 70-year-old mother, Ethel Lance, died in the shootings. The church, as far as they're concerned, they're just doing what they think they can do with the money, and they've decided, hey, $3 million, our church could use it, building maintenance fund, let's go. And you know how church building maintenance funds go. Once again, Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Charleston, South Carolina should be ashamed of themselves, and only public pressure will actually change this story. So maybe we can do that starting right now.
It is now 8:22.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Like many people, my experiences with the dentist when I was a kid were not very comfortable. They were awful. In fact, I had a big fear of the dentist. But for the past 2 years, that's been completely turned around. Really 2.5 years now, actually. Because I've been going to see Dr. Rob and Dr. Deb at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. And they really walk you through your visit every step of the way. Everything is talked about in advance. It's all 100% permission-based. They proceed at the speed you're comfortable with. And if you want sedation, if you need sedation, they have a lot of different kinds of sedation that you can use. I personally, it's been such a great experience so far. I do not need sedation, but if I have some more major work done, I might need it. And thank God they're the experts in it. And you want to go to the experts, don't you? Listen, if you're like me and you don't like your typical dentist experience, why don't you just give them a call? Trust me, if you have any dental fear at all or nagging tooth pain, they're the ones to talk to. And by the way, if you're going to get this done, if you've been thinking, geez, I really should have my teeth done, I should call Bethesda Sedation, do it this month because May is National Military Appreciation Month. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry is going to donate $100 to the Fisher House Foundation for every new patient visit. Call Rocky over there at Bethesda Sedation. It's 301-530-2434, 301-530-2434, or online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
This is Chris Plant. Let me tell you what my best girl and I do when we want to have fun. We head on over to Elite Shooting Sports, the nation's most advanced indoor shooting range. Sure, you can go to a movie or dinner, but at Elite Shooting Sports, we spend time together, have fun, and feel empowered. Now that's a date night. Elite Shooting Sports is also a great place to hold your corporate and team-building events. For more information, visit EliteShootingSports.com. EliteShootingSports.com.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever. The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
It is now 8:25. Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, this crash just coming in on University Boulevard right near Carroll Avenue. So that'll put it between Piney Branch and New Hampshire Avenue. So do watch fire and rescue units responding on that stretch of University Boulevard. The Beltway between University Boulevard and New Hampshire Avenue. Interloop crash had been moved to the shoulder, but big delays here coming around off of the Beltway near Old Georgetown Road and off of 270. So a little bit busy in that corridor, to say the least. In the Fort Meade area, we see the volume each morning. Check that out on 32 for you heading westbound. However, south of that area in Odenton, serious crash still has southbound Piney Orchard Parkway closed. They had a serious crash that had sent for medevac helicopter. Northbound, they will let you get by. And the Wilson Bridge starting to ease a bit here. Delays now are after St. Barnabas Road. Virginia Beltway, north of the toll road, the incident was on the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software and clean out that junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the forecast calls for a lot of rain today, a high of 66, tonight 55, tomorrow 63 degrees and more showers. Currently in the nation's capital, 52 degrees, 827.
This is the sound of Radiohead's new song, which is part of their new album. What new album? Well, you wouldn't be alone in not knowing that they were coming out with one. It's been 9 years. This is called Burn the Witch. The name of the album is A Moon-Shaped Pool, and it got dropped yesterday, along with a video, which is directed by a famous Hollywood director, P.T. Anderson, Paul Thomas Anderson, who did Boogie Nights and Magnolia. In fact, they made a 35-millimeter film of the video, and they released it in canisters to various movie theaters around the country with the label on it that says, "We've made a film. Here it is. We'd be happy if you played it." And many movie theaters are doing that. You can find the video online, of course. But Radiohead, English band that is very unconventional in the way they distribute their music. And there it is. So it's starting to burn up the internet already.
You know, the amazing thing is that you can do this now because people can put home recording studios together and you can be in your garage and nobody knows you're even together making music.
Frankly, Radiohead was first to do this 9 years ago when they dropped, I think it's called In the Rainbow, if I remember right. And then since then, of course, In Rainbows, it was called. Since then, Kanye and Beyonce and many other people have been just surprised. Here's an album. David Bowie did that too. But Radiohead was first. And now they've got a new album out, and check it out. It's 8:28 on WMAL.
People everywhere are fighting pain right where it hurts with Zim's Max Freeze. Here's Patty from Ontario.
We're always camping, we're boating, we're active, we swim. I mean, Zim literally changed our life, and it helps keep us going, keep us active.
Zim's Max Freeze takes on pain with the 1-2 punch of naturally based pain-relieving ingredients combined with the power of proven science.
Just try it. We found a gem. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. It works really well for me.
Take on pain with the 1-2 punch of nature and science with Zim's Max Freeze. Available at stores everywhere.
Are you a nurse? Hi, I'm Rick Edelman. It's National Nurses Week, and at Edelman Financial Services, we're big fans of nurses. You work hard every day to care for others. Now, let us help you take care of your financial future. Because you're a nurse, my colleagues at Edelman Financial will give you your own financial plan, and we'll do it for you for free. Tell us when you want to retire, and we'll produce a plan for you, showing where you are, where you want to go, and how to get there. We provide financial planning for thousands of people, and now it's your chance. In fact, whether you're a nurse or not, schedule an appointment to talk with the advisors of Edelman Financial at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Hey, with all these problems with Metro and then the problems that are going to have to be fixed over time, it's going to cause a lot of disruption to service. Are you planning or are you changing the way you commute? We'd love to hear your conversation, your thoughts on this. 888-630-9625. 8:30 now, time for the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. It's been another difficult morning commute on Metro for thousands. More problems on the orange, blue, and silver lines. Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. What is the latest?
Well, it stays the same. The situation hasn't changed outside a stadium armory where they have the disabled train they're inspecting. They're doing inspections of the track in that same area with a single tracking. And the other main problem this morning on the red line with a switch problem. More coming up in traffic.
The man accused of gunning down two people and wounding others at two Montgomery County shopping centers on Friday is due in court this afternoon to face the charges. 62-year-old Eulalio Tordil, an employee of the Federal Protective Service, is scheduled for an initial court appearance to answer to charges of murder and attempted murder, among other charges. If the weekend was any indication, the fall election campaign is going to get pretty nasty.
Donald Trump making clear former President Bill Clinton's personal misdeeds will be part of his general election campaign rhetoric.
He was impeached because he lied. Do you remember the famous, I did not have sex with that woman? And then a couple of months later, I'm guilty.
I'm not going to run an ugly race.
Hillary Clinton on CBS's Face the Nation. Her campaign has been taking joy in news releases every time a Republican figure is reluctant to back Trump as the nominee.
And I've had a lot of outreach from Republicans in the last days.
Bob Costantini on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Hillary Clinton returns to Northern Virginia this afternoon. She'll meet with women and families in Loudoun County. To discuss work-family balance. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,741, the NASDAQ at 4736. Sports, the Nats end their road trip with four straight losses in Chicago. The Orioles beat the A's. DC United loses. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS. With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Comcast Business knows how to take your business to the next level. That's why we introduced Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. With next-level speed, coverage, marketing, and control features. All designed to help your business run smoothly. But we didn't stop there. Instead, we took it even further. Which is why Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro offers what AT&T's Wi-Fi small site doesn't. Professional installation, advanced security, and access to over 10 million hotspots nationwide. Looks like taking your business to the next level starts with ditching AT&T. Give your business an edge with Comcast Business Wi-Fi Pro. Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business, built for business. Restrictions apply. Available with Comcast Business Deluxe 50 and above. Call Comcast Business for details.
Today, there are over 2 million women veterans in the U.S. Many are dealing with the effects of post-traumatic stress, military sexual assault, or trauma. You can help by donating to Melwood's Operation Tohidu, a local 7-day retreat that helps veterans overcome deployment-related trauma. Help women veterans by donating cash or a used vehicle at melwood.org or call 1-877-MELWOOD today.
May is National Military Appreciation Month, and my friends at Thompson Creek Window Company are partnering with Homes for Our Troops to provide windows for the homes of our local heroes. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. As you may know, Thompson Creek Window Company is the local company that does it all. They design, build, and install their own windows. Each Thompson Creek window is custom made for our unique local climate and made to precisely fit your home. Thompson Creek windows reduce outside noise, improving the quality of your life. Plus, they can lower your utility bills and increase the value of your home. And right now, Thompson Creek is offering 20% off every window, plus no money down, no interest, and no payments for 18 months. Third-party financing subject to credit approval. Visit thompsoncreek.com for details and support Thompson Creek, a local company that also supports our local heroes. Pick up your phone right now and call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK.
Home sweet home, sweet Thompson Creek.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Baltimore-Washington Parkway, watch for the crash activity southbound side right near Powder Mill Road. Already had delays in that area, so they're quickly growing south of 32. Northbound through Laurel also have the volume still with the morning rush hour. Southbound 95 looks good. Looks good passing 32 to 16. No signs of the earlier crash there. Outer loop delays from 95 and around to George Avenue. It's the inner loop that's been a big problem this morning. Earlier crash before New Hampshire Avenue on the inner loop side. Cleared out of the travel lanes, but look for delays as you come out of Rockville off of 270 and at least from Old Georgetown Road on that stretch of the Beltway through Bethesda. Now, the Virginia Beltway from 66 past the toll road, still stop and go. See some remnants of the earlier crash on the shoulder. 66, we've been struggling through Manassas toward 123 from an earlier problem. Now in the backups before you get to Centerville. Reports of a stalled car along the left side. And for Metro Rail, again, just a reminder, you need extra time this morning. Have problems outside of Stadium Armory. They have a disabled train they're inspecting. They're inspecting the track and they're single tracking. Also, Silver Line trains are only operating between Wheelie Reston East and Eastern Market. Red Line, big delays too because of a switch problem near Friendship Heights. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not that high this morning, but going up as we continue to roll through this Monday, we'll continue to see the clouds lower, thicken, and I get some showers, maybe a period or two of steadier rain, especially late morning and into the afternoon. 66. Tonight, 55, maybe a shower. Tuesday, cloudy, scattered showers around 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 55 in Vienna, 52 in Olney, 55 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by VNF Office Products. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
I want to hear from you at 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. How has the disaster at Metro affected your commute? If Metro was a part of your commute, are you just dealing with it, or waking up earlier, starting your commute sooner in the day, earlier in the day? Or have you dropped Metro completely from your commute plans and you're now just driving all the way in? Are you carpooling? Let me hear from you, 888-620-9625. And by the way, if it hasn't affected you directly, if you're still commuting the same way, have you noticed the traffic is worse because of it, because of other people getting on the road instead of taking the train? 888-630-WMAL. You just heard Jamie Witten's traffic report.
There's another problem.
There were like five problems they just detailed, all in Metro. It's become a nightmare here. And this is a problem that everyone needs to think about going forward as well as this new track work is going to be done. So we want to hear from you if you've changed your plans because of Metro.
Or if I could just throw out one other thing. How about, are you going to change your plan based on what you're reading about this this plan to rehabilitate Metro? Were they going to have to close down large sections for long periods of time?
Yeah.
Is that going to change the way? I mean, are you buying a car now because you can't trust the Metro? You don't want to deal with it? I think there may be some people that are in that boat as well.
So what are you going to do? 888-630-WMAL. I'll tell you, in my family, luckily I can walk here to work at WMAL.
But you ride the Metro a lot.
I do ride the Metro when I go downtown, but it's hardly, you know, when
rarely an urgent need to get down town, so I can sort of take my time, and I just make sure I've got lots of reading materials. But I can tell you, my wife, Meredith, she has to go all the way down to Noma, just past Union Station on the Red Line, and it has been so bad. I just heard Friendship Heights right here, which is where she would get on for the Red Line. They're having a switch problem, so her day is delayed again. She's doing a lot of telecommuting from home. She's working a lot more from home now. It's hard because it's a lot of, she has a lot of meetings, and she's just chiming in via conference call, but it's just become a nightmare.
I can understand that. I really can. I mean, I think a lot of people have realized that this is going to be bad for a while, and it's got to get worse before it gets better. And I can think there'll be a lot of people who are probably saying, yeah, I'm changing the way I go to work, or I'm going to, because I'm not going to put up with these major. I bet you there are a lot of people right now who are thinking about, well, I've never really needed a car, but now I need one because I don't want to put up with what's coming.
Becky in Springfield, you're first up on WMAL. How have all the metro troubles affected your commute?
100%. Actually, we stopped using it about a year ago when all the violence started happening, and then all of these other things. So we actually carpool.
So now, what was your commute before?
Well, we'd take the train all the way in, and then there was always issues with the blue line or yellow line. I mean, just a lot of issues. Again, the crime was what started it, and then
I mean, where do you end up? Downtown, like Metro Center area, or
Bottom, Metro Center.
Bottom. There you go. So now that's another car on the road. You are carpooling, though. Okay.
Yes, I know. If they would bring buses, that would be terrific for Virginia. Mm-hmm. The big buses, to where instead of just only letting like State Department, you know, the government employees, but more of, you know, the civilian sector ride the bigger buses. That would be so nice for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think this is exactly what you're going to hear. And look, if you put more people on the road, then the traffic that we're all that's already bad and already maxed out is only going to get worse.
Becky, thank you for sharing that. And you're right, Brian. And the all of the transportation and traffic and parking problems that this city has, they have only had two solutions from every elected official for the last decade, and that is ride a bike, more metro.
Right.
Ride a bike, more metro. So all that money goes to metro, and it's falling apart. And so now what's the result? More people will be on the road, and they've done nothing to improve the infrastructure for our roads and bridges. I mean,
and getting around downtown D.C. itself is a challenge if you're driving a car.
Yep.
I mean, especially during rush early or rush late, it is just ridiculous how bad it gets.
Ben in Ashburn, you're next up on WMAL. How has the troubles with metro affected your commute in the nation's capital?
Well, I got a couple things. I don't actually commute to D.C., but I have noticed in the last few months the traffic on the secondary road that I use to go to my job has just been insane.
Hmm.
I have to leave almost a half an hour earlier for work. But also, I would go into this, you know, to D.C., like take my daughter to the zoo or the museums or something. Now, I would always take the metro because parking is just insane, especially, you know, when I want to go.
Yes.
Now, I can't trust the safety of my daughter's life on the metro. So D.C. isn't getting any money from me. It's like they don't want people to come to the city.
You know, I've heard from a lot of people who say that it's, you know, it's not just the inconvenience of having the system break down or catch on fire. It is also the security. They really don't feel safe on metro anymore. And I don't think that they're doing enough to address that.
Well, you say that it's got to get worse before it gets better. And you're right. I'm just not convinced that there's any sign that it actually is going to get better. I wish they instilled some more confidence in that. By the way, why don't we give you a little bit more details in terms of what the response of the changes that are being put forth. Stephen Schwartz is executive director of the Coalition for Smarter Growth, and he has some ideas about what commuters should be doing, knowing that Metro really isn't going to be there reliably over the next several months.
For the longer distance commuters, I think carpooling, telecommuting, and much better express bus service will be very helpful.
There you go. So stay off the trains, you know, share rides, or just stay home. That's right?
Yes.
For those who live close to work, there's the option for some to even walk to work, but there's also the option for bicycling options and bike share. It will all get healthier.
Just walk. It'll make you healthier. Why not walk?
Yes, if you're out in Springfield, just take a bike.
Well, he said distances. 8:43 on WMAL. Dana Carvey, a triumphant return to Saturday Night Live, and we'll give you the sound clips in a moment.
You always make me laugh, so I love tuning in.
105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
This is great stuff.
Where Washington comes to talk.
The Ted Britt Memorial Day sales event is going on right now, and why not, you know, just take advantage of these great sales? So that way, on Memorial Day itself, you can actually do what we should be doing, which is, you know, going out to Arlington or watching Rolling Thunder and paying homage to those great men and women who gave their lives for our liberty. So go out to Ted Britt Automotive now. Take advantage of the Memorial Day sales event with up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. These are the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock. Yeah, they've got huge stock because they've got 9 great locations in Northern Virginia. You should go ahead and schedule your next service with them so you can check them out and see just how conscientious they are. You want an example of what kind of service and what kind of loyalty you're going to get from the great men and women at Ted Britt Automotive when you buy your car or truck from them? Well, listen to this. They've got a program called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. That's on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. That's why they're the best. Ted Britt Automotive, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now, 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535-8815.
It is now 8:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, 66. Let's take you eastbound first through Manassas into Centerville. Along the way, we had the stalled car, then up ahead near 123 in Senegon. New problem is inside the Beltway where I'm seeing delays. It looks like even coming off of the connector road. And before you get to Route 7, working in toward Arlington with the crash near 29 crews, we're responding there. Now, around the Beltway in Bethesda, that's been a tough go at it. Interloop slows before Old Georgetown Road, and the delays on the Beltway also coming off of 270 to go past Connecticut Avenue toward University Boulevard, scene of the earlier crash, now to the shoulder. Baltimore-Washington Parkway, the accident southbound south of 197 before you get to Powder Mill Road. In Old Town Alexandria, it's starting to see some movement. Had the earlier crash, northbound side of the George Washington Parkway near Slater's Lane, and the problems on Metro Rail continue. Definitely plan for extra time. They're single tracking orange and blue line trains. They have a problem outside of Stadium Armory with a disabled train. Silver Line also affected. Red Line, they have a switch problem at Friendship Heights. And to add on to this, medical emergency on the Orange Line as well. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances not that high this morning, but going up as we continue to roll through this Monday. We'll continue to see the clouds lower, thicken, and I get some showers, maybe a period or two of steadier rain, especially late morning and into the afternoon. 66. Tonight, 55, maybe a shower. Tuesday, cloudy, scattered showers around 63. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees. It is now 847.
A lot of people have their own favorite eras of Saturday Night Live. Right. I know a lot of you baby boomers think that the John Belushi, Dan Aykroyd Chevy original Chase, cast was the best one. Yeah, you're wrong.
Gilda Radner.
You're absolutely wrong. Those were great. Those were great. But
Lorraine
they were
Newman.
To me, the heyday was the very late 80s, early 90s. That would be your Dennis Miller, your Dana Carvey, your Phil Hartman, your Mike Myers.
There were some great moments.
That's some
there,
pretty good stuff right there. Some Chris Farley going on there. And one of those alums made a return to Saturday Night Live this weekend. That would be Dana Carvey reviving one of his favorite characters to respond to the news this week that Donald Trump became the presumptive nominee.
All right, let's talk politics, shall we? My first guest is someone I've talked about quite a bit here on Church Chat, but we've never actually met face to face. Please welcome Satan.
You can actually just call me Ted Cruz.
I'm terribly sorry about that. I was just quoting one of your colleagues, Teddy. Don't get in a bunch.
Well, because, of course, John Boehner called him Lucifer.
Lucifer,
so
right,
he
yeah.
just she just jumped right on there, she did. She, the church lady. It's actually a guy in a wig.
Yeah.
I wonder what restroom in North Carolina the church lady uses.
I don't know.
All right, moving on.
I suppose the American people weren't ready for a candidate with strong Christian values. Someone like me who follows the righteous path and lives his faith every blessed moment.
Has anyone ever told you that you're just a little preachy?
Coming from the church lady, that isn't a very flattering statement.
You know, John Boehner, Speaker of the House.
Oh, sure. No, John's always coming up with hilarious nicknames for me, like Buster or Son of a Gun.
I believe the phrase was Lucifer in the flesh.
Anyway, then, of course, Donald Trump came out to talk to the church lady, of course, played by Daryl Hammond. And here's how that went.
Tell me, Donald, have you figured out who your vice president's going to be? Somebody who shares your temperament and values? Someone like, oh, I don't know. Could it be Satan? Good Lord.
By the way, it's at this moment that Satan actually appears. And, well, you'll see who it is.
I have returned!
Teddy's a demon, my God.
I am no Ted Cruz. I am the Romulus, Lord of Shadows.
You sure you aren't Lord of the Weak Chins?
Stop it, Donald.
You're the first guy who got possessed and looks better.
You're such a jerk, Donald.
It was Ted Cruz, who apparently really is Satan. So there you go. The Saturday Night Live writing room continues their streak of associating Republicans with everything evil in the world.
You know, I do like the fact that they've gone back to some of the old characters, because I think they have a particularly weak cast this year. And I like that they're bringing in some of the old guys who still love getting, you know, coming in and doing a routine now and then.
Yeah, I would just like them to start focusing on Hillary Clinton, where the real humor
is. Well, there you go.
But they seem to be...
You're unable to do that.
It's eight. Fail. That's why if they really want to bring people back, how about bringing Dennis Miller back and see what he has to say?
Yeah.
8:51 on WMAL.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
A lot of parents are shocked to find out how common sexting is in their kids' schools. But the clues are often there if you look for them. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Texting explicit pictures or videos can be trouble enough, but the real challenge comes when those messages are then shared with other people. In a technological world where anything can be copied, sent, posted, and seen by huge audiences, there's no such thing as being able to control information. If you're a parent, don't wait for an incident to happen with your child before talking to them about the consequences of sexting. Sure, it can be uncomfortable, but it's better to have the talk before something happens. Let teens know you understand how they can be pushed or dared into sending something to a friend, boyfriend, girlfriend. But tell them no matter how big the pressure is, the potential social humiliation can be much worse. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
When looking to take your business to the next level, look for a van that gives you more. With Ram ProMaster Cargo Van's impressive 4,420-pound payload, you can handle more. And with Ram ProMaster City's unsurpassed 29 mpg highway, you can get more out of every drop. Also, your business can achieve more. Get a great deal now during Ram Commercial Van Season. When properly equipped, EPA estimated 29 mpg highway. Actual mileage may vary. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Do you wish the bags under your eyes would just go away? If you want to look in the mirror and not see bags and puffiness, today's your lucky day. Chamonix, the makers of Genucel, have extended their Mother's Day Super Sale just for you. Genucel uses state-of-the-art plant stem cell treatments from Chamonix that specifically targets bags and puffiness under the eyes. Genucel works for men and women, and the remarkable results will exceed your expectations. And, by the way, with its instant effects, you're going to see results in the first 12 hours or your money back. I love Genucel. I use it all the time. And now, during the Chamonix Extended Mother's Day sale, Chamonix will double your order absolutely free. That's right. We've extended Mother's Day. Only Chamonix can do that. They have special powers. So take advantage of them. Call now. Chamonix will throw in their best-selling L'Essence neck treatment. That's French. It's for free, this La Sans neck treatment, and apparently that's French for nothing works better for the sensitive skin on the neck area, and it's yours when you try Chenucel today. I'm just kidding. That's not a direct translation, but it works. Call 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Hurry. This sale will be gone before you know it. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It's time. The time when players become legends. When moments last forever.
It's over!
The Stanley Cup Playoffs on NBC, NBCSN, CNBC, and USA. Don't miss a moment.
Ever had that feeling when your heart flutters or skips a beat? It could be love, but it could also be atrial fibrillation or AFib. Left untreated, AFib can lead to blood clots, stroke, or heart failure. The AFib team at Inova Heart and Vascular Institute are worldwide leaders in new procedures that make treating heart arrhythmias less invasive, providing smoother recovery and better outcomes. Don't ignore the signs. Visit inova.org/heart. Inova. Join the future of health.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Trying to get into the district over the 14th Street Bridge. Bit of an obstacle now. A delay still almost back out of Shirlington past the Pentagon over the 14th Street Bridge to the freeway. Now on the outbound side of the 14th Street Bridge, reports of a crash, and that's slowing us on that stretch of the freeway to get from the district into Virginia. 66 inside the Beltway eastbound near Washington Boulevard for the crash. Slows us east as you come off the Beltway before Route 7 and off of the Connector Road. Inner loop of the Beltway north of the toll road for two earlier incidents right in that vicinity still keeps us slow. Beltway Bethesda, watch for delays heading around past Connecticut Avenue toward University Boulevard. Remnants of that crash on the shoulder. And of course, a reminder about Metrorail. They've had some major problems this morning with the disabled train outside of Stadium Armory. They're inspecting the train. They're inspecting the track. And single tracking delays, orange, blue, silver. We have red line delays because of a switch problem near Friendship Heights. If your computer's running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Little mid-high level of cloud that continues to thicken, and we may get a few showers in here, especially as we go through later this morning and into the afternoon. High today of 66. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 53 degrees. It's 8:56.
University of Maryland University College expresses our deepest thanks to all U.S. Armed Forces servicemen and women who dedicate their lives to protect us, our families, and our freedom. You inspire us each and every day to do more. That's why we are constantly evolving programs to match your skill set with the demands of today's employers. We strive to provide you with support and resources that values your military experience and helps you succeed, like our dedicated military and veterans advisors, Veterans Resource Center, Vet Success Club, Veterans Lounge, and more. Thank you for your commitment, dedication, and sacrifice. UMUC is proud to join WMAL in saluting the members of our armed forces during Military Appreciation Month. This month, join us to show support and appreciation to the men, women, and families who have dedicated their lives to serve our country. Add your message of thanks at military.umuc.edu/thanks. That's military.umuc.edu/thanks.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When a Snell stand-up guy comes into your home, they'll never, ever be wearing an Iron Maiden t-shirt. Hi, it's Dave Snell. I put a lot of stock in my guys looking tip-top. Sometimes in life, casual is fine, but when you invite a service company into your home, the last thing anybody wants to see is a sloppy repairman in a beat-up truck. And don't even get me started about plumber's cleavage. When you call Snell, first and foremost, you can expect a sharp-dressed guy who shows up in a clean truck. And we always wear slips over our shoes. So we'll never ever track mud or gunk or goop or phlegm into your home and onto your carpet. I mean, who wants that? I believe to the very core of my being that all the little things in business add up to your business. And in my business, I think all the little things matter. In fact, I know they do. Professional, polite, and punctual. The stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
703-450-6300 for the stand-up guys from Snell. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
After you land, what do you do with your boarding pass?
Usually leave it in the plane.
Seven on Your Side discovers how your trash...
Really?
...could be someone's treasure.
With more than enough for a thief to steal your identity.
Are you serious?
Troubleshooter Horace Holmes shows you what the naked eye doesn't see and how the bad guys can steal that private information in seconds.
If you don't protect yourself, you can't expect anyone else to.
Boarding for Trouble. Tonight on ABC 7 News at 11 after Castle.
Hey, DC, guess which airline added more nonstop flights than any other out of Reagan National last year? Okay, here's a hint. It's the only airline that doesn't try and stick you with hidden fees. Nothing? Here's another clue. Its colors are red, blue, and yellow, and it saves you tons of green. For more clues, go to southwest.com. More nonstops than ever, zero hidden fees. That's transparency.
Based on comparing schedules published as of 2/12/16 via DME for year-end 4/2015 to year-end 4/2016.
Well, coming up tomorrow, Tuesday, Larry Kudlow, and we'll have details on the West Virginia primary.
And we will be back in 8 hours on Washington's Drive at 5 to ride shotgun with you on your commute home here in the nation's capital. Coming up, here he is, Chris Plunkett.
You know, if you're a white suburban woman and you don't vote for Hillary Clinton, I believe that the message from the Democrat Party is that you're a traitor to your race or something. Is that what it is? Is that your...
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better, and that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get... more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton.
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.